There are more details about the Carroll County substitute teacher who had been under criminal investigation before he recently killed himself. Sheriff's officials say they've learned that 22-year-old Justin Rieger was involved in some sort of investment scheme. Several people tell a local paper that they gave Rieger thousands of dollars under the promise of big returns, but ended up with nothing. They're now concerned that Rieger's death will end any attempt at recovering their money. Rieger died in an apparent suicide last week. And U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland Eric Barron is off the job. Barron has announced his resignation effective immediately. The reason for Barron's abrupt resignation is unclear at the moment. And a fire is under investigation in the city. Firefighters reported to East Federal Street this morning at approximately 7:30. No injuries so far. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Pitchers and catchers began tossing it around at 9 a.m. this morning. O's fans getting their first look at Charlie Morton, Tomoyuki Sugano. Hopefully, a rejuvenated Adley Rutschman emerges. Meanwhile, Orioles manager Brandon High talking about Gunnar Henderson and how much his young shortstop has grown.
The competitiveness, how badly he wants to be great, how badly he wants to be an awesome leader on a championship team. Those are the things that impress me so much about him.
Henderson's 69 homers, 192 driven in 3 years. He was the AL Rookie of the Year in 23, an All-Star in 24. Canada and Sweden dropped the puck in Montreal last night as the Four Nations hockey tournament got underway.
Crosby delayed and sets up Marner, full stride into the zone. Mitch Marner scores! Mitch Marner! An overtime winner for Team Canada!
The wrister by the Maple Leafs winger, the call by Brendan Burke on TNT. 4-3 Canada over the Swedes. The U.S. takes on Finland tonight at 8 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, Towson puts their 10-game winning streak on the line. And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Time to get outside, get some vitamin D while you can. Partly cloudy, breezy today. It is a mild day, 50 the high. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 40. Some rain Saturday afternoon, 42 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 44 in Bel Air, 43 in Halethorpe, and 44 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
So, all right, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. Yes, I am back. Again, thank you to Andrew Langer, who filled in yesterday. Heard he had a great show. I wish I would have been able to tune in, but I was running around yesterday, but to have Matt and Mercedes Schlapp on the show, that's pretty fantastic. So, Andrew Langer, congratulations on a great show there, and thank you for filling in. We were talking about the teachers' union before the break. When we first started the show, we were talking about the sheriff's office here in Baltimore City. Sheriff Sam Cogan is a little bit of hot water And that is still our question of the day. If you want to go to WCBM.com and partake in our poll, this poll question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Sheriff Kogan resign? Now, we're asking this in case you missed it. In case you missed it, where the heck have you been? I don't know. We're asking this because apparently there was a pay code that went out in the sheriff's office to 94 deputies. And when they went to go collect overtime pay, they collected three times their salary. And this went on for 3 months. And nobody said a word. They all just took in the money. Well, right now, I'm looking at the poll here at WCBM.com. Don't forget to go on and click your answer to this. Should Sheriff Kogan resign, yes or no? Right now, 94% of you say yes, and 6% say no. A lot of you believe that Sheriff Kogan should step down over this. Very interesting indeed. Also, again, we were talking about the teachers union. I've got Todd in Baltimore. Todd, did you want to weigh in on the union?
Yes, ma'am. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good. I just wanted to address that the caller said that he had was preparing three periods of math assignments or curriculum for four classes that he has or something to that nature.
Yeah.
So a typical class is, 45 minutes long. So what are you doing the other 4 hours of the day?
Yeah.
That you're getting paid for?
Yeah, Todd, then, it didn't really add up, did it?
Well, and then to go to take matters even further, if that's the case, you want the taxpayers to pay for this. What about in the summertime when you're off and you're getting paid for that? Is the taxpayers that are on the hook for that too, but you're not even in school, you're not doing anything, you're enjoying summer off like every teacher does.
Right, right.
So where's that money? You know, are you going to not take pay then when you're not working?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It sounds like a bunch of individuals, and you know, and I would think that not every teacher even agrees with this. You know, there are some probably out there that's just like, you know what, I just want to do my job. I want to be able to discipline the kids that get too crazy in my classroom, and I want to teach kids. You know, it's just
I agree. There's a lot of great teachers out there. There's a lot of people doing great work.
Yeah,
but the teachers' unions have allowed this to run amok for many years. I think back. You know, I live in Pennsylvania, so I'm not in the Maryland system, but I know back in the probably 80s, maybe early 90s, in our school district, our librarian was making $95,000 a year.
Okay.
As a librarian. And you sit there, and our taxes are through the roof for school taxes. Again, I don't know how Maryland does it, but in Pennsylvania, every person pays school tax, even the elderly, even people that don't have kids in school. And I think that's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. We are. We're spending way too much money. Todd, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend.
You got it. Thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you. You know what's funny? When I was a kid, I always assumed, because we had, obviously, our librarians, and they were a lot older usually. I always assumed that they were, like, you know, retired people that just want to come back and work. Right. You know, there's some people that want to volunteer their time. A lot of people, they retire and they think, oh, this is going to be great. I don't have to work. You know, I'll still be able to collect a little bit of money on my fixed income. And then they get, you know, they're sitting at home and thinking, wow, this is boring. Wow, I've got nothing to do. Right. If you don't have grandkids or anything like that, there are a lot of times where people will try to go back to work. And I always assumed that's who was working in the library. I never thought that they were. You know, the usual paid employees. But again, I was a kid, so I didn't know. All right, we're going to head down to Capitol Hill here. Real quick, before we get into the nuts and the bolts of all this, Elon Musk, Doge, and President Trump, obviously they're still opening the books and they're going to different departments. But I wanted to bring you this audio clip. This is from our new EPA director, Lee Zeldin. So now he's in the EPA office, and believe it or not, he found about roughly $20 billion, yes, $20 billion with a B, of our tax dollars awarded to eight entities without any transparency. Okay, so this is, again, we're talking about a lot of money going out the door, and nobody's providing any oversight. Take a listen to Lee Zeldin.
Hi, this is EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. One of my very top priorities at EPA is to be an excellent steward of your hard-earned tax dollars. There will be zero tolerance of any waste and abuse. An extremely disturbing video circulated 2 months ago featuring a Biden EPA political appointee talking about how they were tossing gold bars off the Titanic. rushing to get billions of your tax dollars out the door before Inauguration Day. The gold bars were tax dollars, and tossing them off the Titanic meant the Biden administration knew they were wasting it. Following this revelation, during my meetings with members of Congress, I made a very important commitment to them and to the American people, which I reiterated at my confirmation hearing that if confirmed, I would immediately get a full accounting. Fortunately, my awesome team at EPA has found the gold bars. Shockingly, roughly $20 billion of your tax dollars were parked at an outside financial institution by the Biden EPA. This scheme was the first of its kind in EPA history, and it was purposefully designed to obligate all of the money in a rush job with reduced oversight. Even further, this pot of $20 billion was awarded to just eight entities that were then responsible for doling out your money to NGOs and others at their discretion with far less transparency. Just under $7 billion was sent to one entity called the Climate United Fund. I'm sure you and I now have some of the same questions. How do these organizations decide how to allocate funding? How much money have they given out so far and to whom? Are there any former Biden EPA staffers who are now working at these entities? Let me make one thing abundantly clear. At this point, there is zero reason to suspect any wrongdoing by the bank. Here's my position as EPA administrator. The financial agent agreement with the bank needs to be instantly terminated, and the bank must immediately return all of the gold bars that the Biden administration tossed off the Titanic. EPA needs to reassume responsibility for all of these funds. We will review every penny that has gone out the door. I will be referring this matter to the Inspector General's office and will work with the Justice Department as well. The days of irresponsibly shoveling boatloads of cash to far-left activist groups in the name of environmental justice and climate equity are over. The American public deserves a more transparent and accountable government than what transpired these past 4 years. We take our obligations under the law as seriously as it gets. I've directed my team to find your gold bars, and they found them. Now we will get them back inside of control of government as we pursue next steps. As President Trump has vowed, we are going to usher in a new golden age of American success for the citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed.
All right. And that was a heck of a message there from the new EPA director, Lee Zeldin. But $20 billion was stashed away by the Biden administration because they're going to end up doling this out to friends and family, right? That's what they're doing. So this is what we saw. We already knew this happened because we talked about the fact that President Joe Biden and others were trying to get checks to Ukraine out of the door as fast as they possibly could after Election Day. Do you remember that? You remember that? Even around Christmas, when nobody was even at work, I would get notifications and alerts on my phone that said, oh, we just sent another $1 billion to Ukraine. Oh, we just wrote a check to this. We wrote a check to that. You could tell that's exactly what they were doing. To my Democrat voters, to my friends that are Democrats that are still voting Democrat today, right? Because there's some of you that vote Republican. Some of you are voting independent. Some of you are just not voting at all. And I can understand that. But when you're watching all of this transpire, right? And you're seeing what's happening with this money, and you see them on Capitol Hill protesting against transparency with this money. This is your money. Unless you're in on the take, I've got to ask you, how can you continue to vote for these individuals? Unless you're in on the take, it makes no sense. They're nickeling and diming us to death. And then they're stashing it away like little squirrels so they can divvy up the nuts later. This is egregious. It is disgusting. And it is something that's, I'm sure, been happening for decades. Now, of course, like I said, they're still protesting down there in D.C. Yesterday they had Emmanuel Weaver. He's a Democrat out of Missouri. He actually took the stage, right? He was on talking on the podium. And he had a message for Elon Musk. Take a listen.
Now, I'm going to be quick because I want to send a message to somebody. Yeah. Elon, take your musty millions and musty Moscow rights to the moon. Because if you don't, we're going to stand up, we're going to speak out, we're going to march, we're going to do anything we need to do to make sure that the people of this country understand that the CFPB is for them. You get your musty hands off of our money or go to Moscow, you musty moon.
It's like somebody's grandfather, like in a dissing contest, you know what I mean? Like they're, what do they call, joning on each other? Yeah, you musty moo-moo, yeah. These people are so old. They have no business in office. Anyways, besides that, if you heard there, Emanuel Weaver, congressman out of, a Democrat out of Missouri, he says, take your hands off our money. That is exactly what they mean to say here. That was the big slip. You know, for them, this is their money. And the fact that they're going in and they're finding the fraud and they're finding the waste, even with Lee Zeldin, you best believe Lee Zeldin finding that $20 billion that was stashed elsewhere, you best believe he's getting death threats. They're going to have to up the security for Lee. Okay? This is a problem for many, because there are many people that were expecting to get a little piece of that pie. And here they sit. Now they're protesting it. This is, again, I still can't understand. Johnny O, Sarah Elfrid, all of those, April Delaney. I don't even know if April's been at the protest. I haven't seen her front and center. But to those that are just getting to Congress, why are you taking on this fight? That is a terrible move on your part. If I were you, I wouldn't touch it with the 10-foot pole. If I were you, I would not be out there protesting. If somebody asked you where you were, I would be like, well, I'm just at the district office because, you know, constituents wanted to talk to me about self-detach. I would be coming up with anything and everything. You don't want to be in this fight. Trust me. These guys are going down. They are going down. I got my friend Sophia and Perry Hall. Sophia, you wanted to weigh in?
Our money? Our money, old man? No, that's my money. What? Nerve,
yeah.
To call that his money? No. That's your money. That's my money. That's everybody who's listening in the audience.
Yeah, Sophia. It's kind of crazy how he let that slip, right? Take your hands off our money.
Yep, that's
it.
Right.
It is. It is. I can't wait till they get down to the bottom of who's been stashing what for who. You know,
it's going to be a great rocky ride. Everybody, buckle up and just go with it, baby. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Well, Sophia, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great weekend.
Will do.
Thank you. And just so you know, Sophia, she knocked doors for my congressional campaign and did a fantastic job with us. And, you know, even phone banking, she was out there too. Look, there's a lot of people in this country that are watching what's going on. And I would say, with all this being exposed, some people were wondering, you know, are we going to do well in the midterms? And I say we, the Republican Party. As the more and more they get down to the bottom of where all this money has been going and all this waste and the fraud and the abuse, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to think right now, I'm going to go ahead and call it. The pendulum is not going to swing. I think Republicans are going to remain in the majority in the House and the Senate. Of course, President Trump will still be in the White House. That is what I believe in 2026. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott joining me in studio once again. Melissa Sayev, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. You're here from AAI Audiology. All right, let's start this off. What can the ear tell us about other parts of our body?
So when you come into our office, we always do a really thorough evaluation, testing everything from the eardrum down to the nerve. And that way we can really kind of identify the part of the ear that's causing a problem. Mm-hmm. And that can give us a lot of information. So we have three parts of our ear, outer, middle, and inner, and all three can cause hearing loss and different types of hearing loss. But the configuration of the hearing loss we find also can give us quite a bit of information. So, for example, a low-frequency hearing loss might be related to certain diseases or pathologies that can occur in the ear. It can also be a problem with blood flow, especially if someone is complaining of pulsatile tinnitus, or like hearing your pulse in your ears.
Okay.
That is always a concern, and we kind of immediately assess the carotid artery and make sure that everything there is okay. That's usually a big concern when we hear that word pulsatile, or I hear my pulse in the ear. Also, we have just regular tinnitus, and we always want to make sure that if that is occurring, it's ear-related and not occurring because of medication or something more dangerous or harmful in the ear or in the brain that is exhibiting as tinnitus. So we always kind of want to do a thorough evaluation where we look at both ears, the outer, middle, and inner ear, and then that can help us really determine if there's something else in the body we should be concerned with.
And how often should these kinds of checks be done?
I mean, I think when we always get our eyes tested, we get our teeth cleaned, and no one really remembers the ear, especially as we age. And I think like around our 40s to 50s, we start to notice difficulty in background noise. Things need to be a little bit louder. And when that starts to happen, it's really worth coming in for a baseline so we can determine if things will get worse and how fast and if there's something that we need to be concerned with.
AAIAudiology.com, 410-944-3100. When silence is not golden, those are the folks you want to see.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Jolene.
Great way to play. I love that song. Thank you so much, Brian. I'm not singing along. I would never do that to the audience. I would. They don't want to hear me sing along, for sure. But thank you for playing that song. I do love it. You know, before the break, we were talking about Democrats and what's been going on with Elon Musk, Doge, and the fact that they've been finding a lot of fraud, waste, and abuse. I've got Bill in Columbia. Bill, you wanted to weigh in?
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yep.
I'm not a Democrat, but I think the main objection of a lot of Democrats, both white and black, to Doge, Elon Musk, is rooted in racial politics. They see Doge, they see Musk, they see Trump trying to cut waste as a euphemism for trying to cut off monies that black people believe that they are entitled to. And when you get into the politics of race, this is a true can of worms. I think that's how a lot of people on the left see it.
You know what?
What do you think?
Bill, I did not think about that, but that could be for sure. Because, you know, that's what I feel as though when it comes to what we've been seeing in Israel. I mean, when we saw the attack on October 7th, I myself, and I'm sure many people were like, oh, my, you know, this is outrageous. It's shocking. It's horrible. But then we saw so many people, even on college campuses, saying that they thought it is what it is, right? They've been mistreating the Palestinians and, you know, free Palestine. And I thought, wow, that's interesting that they took the other side. But a lot of that, I think, was rooted in race.
I think you're right. If you would go back and substitute Benjamin Netanyahu for Donald Trump and the Palestinians for George Floyd, I think that explains a lot about how people view the world.
Yeah. You know what? It's crazy, but Bill, I agree with you. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend. Yeah, I agree with that. I didn't think about that before because obviously I don't, you know, I'm not really looking through things through a racial lens. But if you were one of those people where all you could see is color, then yeah, I could see how people are looking at it and say, oh, Trump and Musk, these two white guys, they're trying to take away our money. But you know what? Elon's from Africa. So. He's African-American. Yeah. So they shouldn't think of it that way. All right. I gotta keep going with this because it's getting crazy. If you missed it, Elon Musk, he was in the Oval Office with President Trump. And Jasmine Crockett was also on Capitol Hill yesterday. She had a lot to say about Elon Musk. So we get back. We're going to get into some of those comments because at the end of the day, I've been seeing a lot of push on social media for Jasmine Crockett. And it's interesting because it's almost as if the Democrat Party, like, you know, the DNC, I should say, that part of the party, it's as if they had learned absolutely nothing here in the past election cycle. Now there are calls for Jasmine Crockett out of Houston, Texas. And, you know, in case you missed, or in case you don't know exactly who she is a very vocal member of Congress. She actually went to Catholic school her entire grade school career. Then she went off to the University of Houston. And then she ended up down on Capitol Hill, still very young, prominent. I think she's very well educated. I think that she does have a great future ahead of her, but I don't know where that future is headed at this point in time, because what she's decided to do is she's decided to pander to the very emotional base of her party, those that only vote based on either skin color or gender, you know, or like the identity politics. So lately, she has been, you know, it's like, girlfriend, and the rolling of the neck, and, the, you know. But Jasmine Crockett, just so we're clear, she didn't start speaking that way until a couple years ago, very recent. And we played on this show the differences between when she was just in Texas, you know, whether it was running her nonprofit or going to law school. She did not speak like she does speak today on Capitol Hill. And like I said, we get back from the break, we're going to go into this, because they're now calling for her to possibly run for the Oval Office in 2028. And these calls have been going on and on and on. And I look at this and I say, you know, to my Democrat friends, I feel bad for you. Because I don't think, you don't want Jasmine Crockett and the pandering she's been doing lately to be, you know, the voice of the party. There's absolutely no way. And then, of course, I think about Governor Wes Moore. Are they overlooking Wes Moore for a Jasmine Crockett? Look, Wes Moore is already, policy-wise, I think he's terrible, but at least he's articulate. He's got, charisma. He's a great public speaker. He's all those things. Jasmine isn't any of those things. We're going to talk about this when we get back. We're also going to talk about what Elon Musk revealed to President Trump and the public in the Oval Office as he continues his investigations.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Another of President Trump's cabinet nominees well on his way to Senate confirmation. The vote's underway now. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Mr. Trump's choice for Secretary of Health and Human Services, to preside over an agency with responsibility for vaccines, food safety, and health insurance programs. With the backing of Mr. Trump, Kennedy believes that he is uniquely positioned to revive trust in public health agencies, including the FDA, the CDC, and the National Institutes for Health. President Trump promising to shine the spotlight on government waste, fraud, and abuse. He's planning another news conference later in the day, telling White House reporters they'll want to hear what he has to say. The president says billions being thrown away illegally. He's determined to put a stop to that. Watching Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow up 113, the Nasdaq 183 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Talking a little Jackson Holliday as spring has sprung for the Orioles in Sarasota. Holliday, of course, won't report till next week, but Oriole fans will get a sneak peek at the young second baseman. Bird's producing a video documentary on Holliday's rise to the majors. You can catch it on Masson tonight. Manager Brandon High talking about his young prodigy.
He's going to get every opportunity. He's going to get as many at-bats as possible. Love the defensive work he's done also. He made huge strides defensively there for us. Tough in your first year, change of position, 20 years old, trying to hit in the big league.
Holliday ended his rookie season batting 189 in 190 at-bats. NBA Jordan Poole pumped in 42 last night, but the Wiz squander a 19-point lead. They fall to the Pacers in overtime, 134-130, the final. A lot of college basketball happening tonight. Terps will be at Nebraska at 8:30 p.m. on the Big Ten Network. Head coach Kevin Willard talking about his big guy, Julian Reese.
He's been the best player in the Big Ten for the last month, hands down. I mean, you look at his numbers and what he's shooting. Offense, rebound, his defense.
Reese out of Randallstown, averaging 17 and 10 in his last 11 games. Local college basketball, Towson puts its 10-game winning streak on the line. Tonight they take on Delaware at TU Arena. The Tigers' streak is the nation's second longest active, behind only Akron at 12 in a row. And finally, UMBC home tonight as well, hosting Binghamton. It's a homecoming for sophomore forward Gavin Walsh of the Bearcats. He's from Baltimore, prepped at Loyola Blakefield. Walsh, a rebounding machine. Second in the NCAA in defensive rebounds, seventh in total rebounds. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's the first full season for David Rubenstein. And that is Stein on Sports.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! I know. Ugh, what am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
You still might see a shower too briefly this morning, but we're on our way to some sunshine. Turning out partly cloudy, it is breezy, and warming up to near 50 today. Temperatures at night, though, on the chilly side, mid to upper 20s. Sunny tomorrow, a cool afternoon, 40 the high. Another round of rain heads our way for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right, we're going to get to what's going on with Elon Musk, President Trump, and Doge. And, of course, there are still Democrats on Capitol Hill that are not happy with the fact that they are trying to do an audit in many departments down there on the Hill. Real quick, Joel wrote in, and Joel, thank you for writing in. Joel says, just to help out the audience, secondary teachers usually teach three 90-minute periods with a 30-minute lunch break, which leaves 90 minutes for planning or other assigned duties. Also, teachers do not get paid over the summer, nor can they collect unemployment. We have to manage our money correctly to cover our summer expenses. Gracias. Joel, gracias, and thank you for sharing that in. Here's the thing. I wonder, Joel, and maybe you could answer this, and I don't know if you have time to write in. Last summer, you know, we ended up hiring my daughter's teacher to tutor her throughout the summer. I was wondering if the teachers, and even, you know, secondary teachers or all those that teach, is there an app where you guys can go on and put your profiles up and let people know, you know, what weeks of the summer that you're available and things like that? Because I understand that many of you have other jobs during the summer, but I think that there are a lot of parents like me, and I don't know about anybody else, but when I go to find a tutor for the summer months, it is hard to do so. And it's hard to look for references. If you do get references, you know, it's hard to find that exact teacher. Like, if there was an app where, Joel, like, say you had a profile on the app, and it said, okay, you specialize in these subjects. Here's your method of teaching. Here's what you believe worked best. Like, if you had, like, your own little, like, you know, Facebook profile or something. I do just wonder that. I don't know if you could answer that for me, Joel. But I would love it if you could, because I would think that would also be helpful even to the teachers over the summer. Because there are a lot of parents like myself that would love to hire the teachers over the summer break. But that was my question. I know it seems a little off topic there, but I do understand that you guys have to find other summer work. But I do. I've spoken to other parents. They also struggle to find, you know, the best teacher for their child. And they also have to have, like, a good relationship. I don't know if you guys have a kid like mine, but if she, you know, it's hard for her. If she doesn't like the person, if there's, like, no connection at all, I can see it. And she doesn't try as hard. I can see it on her face.
obviously I tell her to just get to work, but but if it's a teacher that she absolutely loves, she applies herself, she takes initiative, and she does a lot better. But I was just wondering if there's an app like that, because I would love to be able to be on that app. All right, we are talking about Doge. We're talking about President Trump and Elon Musk. Real quick here, looks like I got a phone call as well. Real quick, if we could, Brian, let's go to the audio out of the Oval Office where Elon Musk was giving an update.
And also, could you mention some of the things that your team has found, some of the crazy numbers, including the woman that walked away with about $30 million?
Right. Well, we do find it sort of rather odd that there are quite a few people in the bureaucracy who have ostensibly a salary of a few $100,000, but somehow manage to accrue tens of millions of dollars in net worth while they are in that position, which is, you know, what happened to USAID. We're just curious as to where it came from. Maybe they're very good at investing, in which case we should take their investment advice, perhaps. But there seems to be mysteriously they get wealthy. We don't know why. Where does it come from? I think the reality is that they're getting wealthier to taxpayer expense. That's the honest truth of it.
All right. And so that's what Elon Musk is saying. You know what? Elon Musk is one of those people. This is just a side note. Whenever I hear him speak, I'm like, spit it out. Tell us already. You know, it's like he beats around this bush and you're like, dude, just tell us what you need to do. Am I the only one that thinks that? Oh, man, it kills me. But he was noting there that he's been finding that even on certain salaries, there's been a lot of people becoming overnight millionaires. And it's obviously on our dime. I've got Barbara in Baltimore. Barbara, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I did. I was in the car. I just jumped out. I thought I heard that the sheriffs were making $16 an hour. That's why I called. But now you're talking about Doge, which is great. They need to Doge here in Maryland, and the school system here is so terrible.
Yeah.
Why don't they have school all? They need to offer school all year just to make up for being dead last.
Right.
They need to have remedial classes in math and English for at least the next 5-10 years during the summer to offer to kids just on being practical.
Yeah.
Try and get them up to par because they're so far behind. I mean, you know, what's happened here is like no joke. This is so serious. And I look at it and it's disgusting. These people now you know why the wives, you know how in D.C. the husband is, you know the husband's name and the wife has another name? Those wives are on boards. That's why.
Yeah.
That's how they're funneling money. And right here in Baltimore, you know they're doing it here in Maryland. That's why those Democrats are out there, but nobody cares. Because I believe Jamie Raskins has got something to do with that USAID. A lot of them have agencies and little companies and little nonprofits that are benefiting from it. And they know now that he's going to find it.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is going to find the person who's got 150 years old and getting Social Security. He's going to pinpoint right to their house where that money is going.
Yep.
And they know it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are going to jail, but I think Maryland could use that. Why don't y'all bring it up with Governor Moore? Put that on the radio. I mean, really, press him on it. Press him on it. This is no joke. This is no laughing matter. This is money that they're taking from the taxpayers. And people need to just go. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Plan to leave like I do.
Yeah, no, you're right, Barbara. We're facing a $3 billion deficit. Why wouldn't he bring in something to figure out where some of this money's going? It makes sense.
And they need to shut down North Avenue. They don't need to be driving around in Mercedes and Lexuses and all that and Infinities. No, they do not.
Right.
They do nothing there. So anyway, I got it off my chest. You have a great rest of your week.
Yes. Thank you, Barbara. You have a great weekend as well. You know, it's funny, she mentioned 200 North Avenue. I've always wondered, if you shut down the administrative building, what would happen? I have a sneaky suspicion nothing. I don't think anything would happen. I think the money would go straight to the schools themselves, which they used to do way back when. Now it goes to 200 North Avenue, so they could take their cut and then divvy it out to the schools. But it used to just go straight to the schools and then just be done with it. I think if you shut down that building, I don't think, you know, it will disrupt anything. And I know the people that work there probably don't want to hear that. I know that there are some good people over there that try their best. But I'm telling you right now, if I'm, you know, if I'm Governor Wes Moore, and of course President Trump's talking about shutting down Department of Education, if I'm any of those people, I would say just shut it down. And then, you know what I would say? I would say put them on leave. This is what I would say. I say put them on temporary leave. Shut it down for 30 days. If absolutely nothing is disrupted, done. You're done. It's over. Because I really don't. Because remember, the one thing we really talked about, 200 North Avenue, remember it was why we did? Because they were hiding the Healthy Holly books in the basement. Remember that with Mayor Catherine Pugh? The reason that she went on to prison in Alabama? Well, they were hiding Healthy Holly books down there. And that is how they were doing that money laundering operation. And I'll note that nobody else ended up getting popped for it. Just Catherine Pugh. When the story first broke, I had a source that told me that she was going to sing like a canary. And she was going to snitch. She was going to tell who were the top dogs involved. I thought people were going to go down, whether it was University of Maryland, whether it was all those people that were purchasing all these Healthy Holly books. I thought, finally, they're going to bring them down. Did not bring down one. Not a one. It was Catherine Pugh. She took it on the chin for everybody, and then she got out early because of COVID. Remember that? I thought that was very interesting. And so now you got all these people protesting in D.C., the same crew. Because remember, you know, before Mayor Catherine Pugh was the mayor, she was a state senator. The same crew. It's the same people. And so now you've got Jasmine Crockett on Capitol Hill. I'm going to get into this audio here. Because she's upset that it's Elon Musk that is going through some of these investigations. Take a listen.
If you are trying to conduct audits and figure out where the waste, fraud, and abuse is, I don't know why you would go to some tech guy. In fact, it was only techies that were sitting there at inauguration. We didn't have auditors. I would welcome auditors to come in and do forensic audits. In fact, he sat there in the Oval Office yesterday and he admitted that he was lying and he was using his propaganda machine to do it when he said that we sent millions of dollars to Gaza for condoms. That was a lie. So let me tell you something.
The gentlelady's time has expired.
It's time for
the
gentlelady's
time has expired.
And rein in this rogue actor known as
the gentlelady's time has expired. I now recognize the gentleman from Missouri, Mr. Burleson.
Imagine that being the president of the United States of America. Look, how many times have we heard that Donald Trump isn't presidential and that he should not be in the Oval Office? Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, is definitely not presidential. But stranger things have happened. Well, anyways, that's Jasmine Crockett, the representative out of Houston, Dallas, Texas. She went to the University of Houston. She went to Catholic school her whole life. And for some reason, she used to be very articulate, but as soon as she got to the Capitol, for some reason, she lost all of that. She no longer knew how to speak proper English. It just escaped her. I don't know what happened. Well, she said she's upset because Elon Musk is a tech guy. And she did point out that there were a lot of tech people at the inauguration. Now, a lot of that is because I know President Trump wants to take on crypto. He wants to take on AI, and they want to overtake China or anybody else that's giving us a run for our money in the tech world. I do know that, okay? And honestly, if we're thinking about AI, we're thinking about the dangers of tech today, yeah, I want to be number one. I do. Do I think that AI and all these other things can get dangerous? Yes, I do. I really do. But beyond that, she said that she's complaining because he's not an auditor. So I say to this, President Trump, bring in auditors. If their complaint, if this is what Jasmine Crockett said herself, if the complaint is you don't like Elon Musk, and we've had callers that have said this, right? They don't like Elon Musk. They don't think he has a security clearance. They don't think the people working with him have the clearance. They think that they're going to take their information, all their broke data. Because, you know, if you're Elon Musk, you're the richest man in the world, worth $400 billion, then they're saying, oh, he could sell all our data. You know what? He's got more money to spend, not even just his lifetime. His kids, to his grandkids, to his great-grandkids, to all these things that he's investing in. I'm telling you, there's going to be generations from the Musk family that will never have to work at all. But there are many people that are concerned that he's going to sell their data to China or anything else, even though they're on TikTok every single day. You could have that argument with them, but they don't want to have that argument, right? They don't. Look, they're at home right now saying, Alexa, put on Kim Klasick Live on WCBM. Alexa has your data, okay? All right. Anyways, so if she wants an auditor, bring in auditors. My inclination here is basically this. I don't think this is going to change the discussion. I think they're still going to protest. I think they're still going to be very upset. And I think they're still going to go back and forth. You're still going to have people that are going to say, you know, like whether it was Congressman Weaver who says, Elon Musk, take your musta hands off our money. You're still going to get all of that. I don't think it matters who's going through the books. But if it makes them feel better, right? Because this is, you know, this is the emotional side of the voting block. If it makes them feel better, like it makes them feel better that it's not Elon Musk. It makes them feel better that, you know, President Trump, you know, lost in 2020, right? That made them feel better. If it makes you feel better, let's bring in the auditors and have them go through it. And I guarantee you, because the way that Elon Musk is doing this now, to me, it's not very organized. You know, I will go ahead and say that. I mean, I don't, you know, every day I got to go to his Twitter feed to figure out, you know, what they found next. It's not the most organized way of handling it, for sure. For sure. And if we had auditors that went through it and it's more organized that way, then yeah, so be it. But here's the thing. They're still going to uncover the corruption. They're still going to uncover what Lee Zeldin uncovered with the EPA. They're still going to see that you were throwing gold bars off the Titanic. It doesn't change any of it, but I'm willing, Congresswoman Crockett, I'm willing to go with you on this and say, yes, let's just bring in the auditors. Let's do a forensic audit. Let's do it. And then after that, I don't want to hear anything else. If it's Elon Musk, if that's the problem, I will send Elon Musk down to SpaceX. He can work over there. He can work at Tesla. I don't really care what he does. I'm going to bring in auditors. And what's going to happen is you're going to have them now. They're going to say what? Well, the auditors, well, you know, they're compromised. They're biased. It's the Trump administration. You know, the Trump administration, they brought in those particular auditors, and they know specifically that they lean to the right. And so that's a problem. That's what you're going to say. This is just prolonging finding out more corruption. That's why they're doing all of this. It's for the theater. It's for the show, like the protest. I mean, how many of those Democrats showed up to protest in front of the Social Security Administrator office or even showed up at the Department of Treasury? I wonder how many of those people had to put it in Google Maps to find it, because I bet they've never even been there. I've got Brian in Baltimore. Brian, you wanted to weigh in?
Hi, Kim. Great show. Hey,
thank you.
Yeah, where I want to weigh in is that I say mock them. I say troll them. I don't want to appease them by any means necessary. I want them mad. I want them screaming. Who cares? We won. They lost. Too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people probably feel the same way you do, Brian. I was just, you know, and I was just saying, look, if it makes you feel better, to me, I guess it would point out to their supporters that it doesn't matter who's doing the audit. There's waste, fraud, and abuse. So I guess in my mind, I say, all right, give them who they want. Give them an auditor. Let them show to their voters that they absolutely, it doesn't matter who's doing it. They are fraudulent individuals.
Well, all the screaming is doing now, wait till he gets deeper into all the other departments.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to get wild. Brian, thank
it's
you so much
coming.
For Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. It is. It's going to get a lot worse. This is just the tip of the iceberg. And that's what I said. If we want to appease them, go ahead. I'm saying I'll do it. Send an auditor in. Send them in. Take Elon Musk out. And then they have nothing to complain about. All right, coming up next, I do want to talk to you real quick. There was a strange story that came out of New York City subway, by the way, which was very bizarre. Very bizarre. If you're eating, don't eat in the next couple minutes. But I wanted to tell you the story. Also, there's a congressman, a brand new freshman in the Republican Party. They're calling for the deportation of Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. I'll tell you why that is when we get back.
It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have provided people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for WCBM listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code OMEGA50, that's OMEGA50, online when you visit rescue.com. That's RES-Q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle absolutely free. Use the code OMEGA50, fortify your heart, and support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3.
Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past, based on the February 2024 Nielsen report. Discover.com/credit card.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Elon Musk is doing the audit. He reports to the President of the United States, and the President of the United States is the guy who said, shut it down, and it's only going to get worse for the people who have abused the system and done nothing to make life in our country better. Every metric of quality of life in America has descended into hell, and now the people who did it are going to pay for what they did, and they're going to lose their jobs.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, as you heard there, Rob Carson has a great show coming up for you next, so don't go anywhere. And if you haven't already, download the WCBM app. It's free in the App Store, so you can take the show on the go. You know, a large part of this, too, is I think the Democrats don't want people to see what many of us have seen for a very long time. Sure, there are Republicans out there that have contributed to the waste, fraud, abuse? Absolutely. Are there Republicans out there that have stolen money from the government? Absolutely. But I would say in mass, right, there's a large number of Democrats that have been on the take for quite some time. And they will then have shown to everybody in this country that, like even here in Baltimore City, that they've been exploiting those living below the poverty line, exploiting those, you know, whether they're kids in the education system that aren't really being educated. They've been exploiting all of these people so that they can make more money. And this is basically what my whole 2020 race was about, right? That was the video with the red dress and the red high heels. That's basically what I was saying the entire video. There's a lot of fraud, there's a lot of corruption, and it's being done by Democrats. And they don't actually care about black people. They claim that they do, but they're making money right off their backs. They are the real sellouts. They are the real traitors. And what did they say? They said, no, Kim Klasick, you're the traitor. You're the sellout. Well, guess what? All of this is about to be unfolded, right? Everything is about to come out. The Pandora's box is about to be wide open. I wasn't on the wrong side of this. And that's why I always stood 10 toes down. I know what's been going on behind the scenes. And people could say, oh, you know, you support white supremacy, you support racism. And there are going to be people out there, even though when you open up this box and everybody sees what's been going on, what are they going to say? There's going to be a large portion of people that would say, well, we did that because we never got our reparations. We did that because, you know, they built America off the backs of black people, right? You're going to get those people too. Even when they'll see for themselves that they have been exploited and used to help make some of these Democrats in office rich, they're still going to say that. It's the plantation mindset. It's sad, but it's real. I got a text here from Joe. Joe says, Kim, Elon Musk has been has blatantly racist kids working for him, and he lied about the condoms to Gaza and never verified or corrected it. Joe, respectfully, we could play this game all day. Because I could go back to the COVID pandemic where they lied and lied and lied. They lied about COVID virus coming out of a lab. They said it was a bat. They lied about the mask and whether it really protected us. They lied about the social distancing. They know that didn't work. They lied about the vaccine. They lied about everything. So if we want to talk about liars, we can talk about liars. I just don't think you want to have that conversation. Not with me anyways. I told you about the strange story out of New York City. There was a woman that gave birth on a New York City subway. I guess that was 2 days ago. Now, this woman had been missing since August 2024 out of Florida. And she showed up 2 days ago on this New York City subway. And she gave birth to her baby right there on the subway. It's do not look it up. Don't look up the video. Don't look up the do not look it up. It's as terrible as you think it might be. I thought it was interesting because her sister found out it was her, because in that viral video, there was a part where it showed the young girl's pink duffel bag. And the sister said, oh, my God, that's my sister's duffel bag. She called, found out that was absolutely her sister. Yes. Yes. In New York City. And apparently she was living there because she got free housing, free food, and all the amenities. So she was up there kind of like an illegal immigrant. Isn't that something? Also, Brandon Gill, congressman. Dinesh D'Souza's son-in-law, he's calling for deportation of Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. We'll keep our eyes on that. Brian, thank you for a great show. Talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same